Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by DrawYourPicture.com, where you can get me, your host, to draw you just about anything. Check out what I've done for others and see what I can do for you at DrawYourPicture.com. Also by our patrons like Kale Lorenzen, Kate Anderson, and Kathleen Kempf, who also support the show on a monthly basis. Join the club and get patron-only bonus story stickers, ad-free listening, and more. Join today at Patreon.com/ThatStoryShow.
THAT. STORY. SHOW. That Story Show.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah!
You're watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, where we bring your real-life stories into the spotlight. It is episode 423, brought to you the week of September 1st, 2022. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison, and my good friend is here.
Hey, James, I'm John. And you know something?
What?
Parallel lines. They have a lot. They have so much in common, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a shame they'll never meet.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
It's just a shame.
Oh. Oh, it hurts.
Hey, how's it going?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. How's your life?
It's great. It's just great. I'm so happy to be alive and here today.
I'm excited to do the show. You know, every time I do a show, it's a mini miracle because, I get sad. You know, depression does that to a person. And most people know that I struggle with it. And so today when I sat down to do the show notes, I was like, I don't want to do show notes. You know, I was just feeling kind of sad. But now that we're here and everybody's together, it's so great.
It's awesome. Good. Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
And I get that way sometimes too. I probably nothing like what you deal with, but I guess I get like, anxiety and stuff. And then, it happens and I'm all right. I'm good.
Yeah, this is a bright point in the week. It's a good thing.
Indeedly doodly.
We always start with an opening story, and this one's great. Joe Bernhardt sent it in. It's called Slithering Sofa. A few years back, my family went out on our semi-annual trip down to visit some older relatives in Mississippi. Just before we got down there, my aunt and uncle had purchased a brand new couch, and it was sitting in their garage completely wrapped in plastic, waiting to be brought into the house. My aunt and uncle are older and required assistance to get their new couch inside. A few hours after our arrival, a young man, his name is Jojo, it's a great name, by the way, who usually helps my relatives around the house, came by with one of his friends to bring the new couch in. My aunt was very excited for us to see it and try it out. So Jojo brings the couch in and begins to tear the plastic wrap off while my aunt and uncle are sitting in their recliners and we are huddled around watching. Jojo then stops and drops the couch on the floor. "There's something in the couch," he says. And we are all very confused. Now, my mom's interest is piqued and she begins to investigate. She goes in and pulls a handle which lifts the leg out and flings out a snake.
What?
Right?
Flings it out.
She lifts the handle on the leg rest and flings out
like
a snake.
Like a lazy boy kind of thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right in front of my aunt, who can barely move as it is. However, this is not just any snake. It was a water moccasin.
Oh, jeez. That's a poisonous snake.
It's not a good snake to have in your couch. Now, I don't know about much about snakes, but I know that these are venomous. And right then, I was ready to drive back home. The snake then retreated back into the couch, which was moved onto the back patio. Not by me, buddy. No, no, no. Snakes and James don't mix. My mom, dad, and JoJo managed to get the snake out of the couch, and it was then curled up on the patio. My dad had the wonderful idea of trying to grab it with grilling tongs, but that idea was quickly shut down after the snake tried to snap at his hands a couple of times. Snake's not stupid. Mm-hmm. You're not grilling me. Yeah. And then they managed to wrangle the snake inside a fishing net. And the snake was then dispatched in James's preferred method, shovel to the neck. That's right. That's right. Hate me if you want to, nature lovers. That's what snakes deserve. I was not letting my legs dangle near the ground just in case. Wait. I'm sorry. They managed to wrangle the snake. I refused to sit on that couch until right before we left that week-long trip. When I finally did, I did not let my legs dangle on the ground just in case. That's my story, and I hope it makes it on the show. Joe Bernhardt. Yeah, it made it on the show.
Snakes.
Daggum snakes.
Why do they have to be snakes?
Why do snakes have to exist? What do they bring to the community, to the world at large, besides sneaky stuff? You know, there's not even any superheroes that I know of that are great snake guys. You know, there's Batman, there's Spider-Man. Spiders aren't great, but there's a Spider-Man. There's no Snake Man. It's not even a cool sounding name. Snake Man sounds dumb.
Snake.
You know,
well Harry Potter's got some kind of snake stuff about him, right? I mean, that's kind of.
Well, he can talk to snakes.
Okay.
He has parcel tongue.
Yeah.
He can He can speak to snakes, but that's only, well, I can't spoil it. It's only because of something that happens later. But anyway.
Neat.
It's time for us to rewind the week. Let's do that. All right. So how many of you children who listen to the show, how many kids, how many people of you know what a busy signal sounds like? I bet it's less and less, you know, like if I'd asked it 10 years ago, there would have been a bunch of people that would have known, but I didn't download the sound. I probably should have, so I could play it for you in case you don't know. But whenever I was a kid, if you heard a busy signal, like it meant the phone was off the hook.
Yeah, or somebody was on the other line, or somebody was on the line. If you didn't have call waiting, you know, like a lot of people didn't when I was younger.
No, I'm talking about that bam, 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 bam.
Or the fast busy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The one that happened when the phone was off the hook. Well, we start hearing that around the house randomly, and we don't have a phone. We just have, everybody has a cell phone. We don't need a landline, you know? And, it was driving me crazy. I'm like, somebody hang up the phone, you know? And my wife even came to me and she's like, are you hearing this around the house? Well, I'm following my son up the stairs. Dadgummit, he's got it as his ringtone. He doesn't even know what it is. He doesn't know what he's instigating in my soul. Because
he doesn't know what that means.
Yeah, it means hang up the daggum phone or you're not going to get phone calls. That's what it means to me. But to him, it was just a cool sound. So...
It's cool, Dad. I want to play the sound. It's awesome. Wait, he doesn't sound like, it's cool, Dad. I want to play the sound.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
He doesn't sound like that at all. Either one of them.
Okay. Busy signal.
Like, Dad, don't put me on your show, Dad. Okay, gosh. You know, that's more him.
Not me. Wow.
Anyway, so busy signals. It's an old person thing, I guess. But I guess, man,
yeah,
you know, how would he know? How would he know otherwise? But it just goes to show you, kids can drive you crazy even when they don't know what they're doing. It's just, it's a default setting. They come out, they come out of mom with the default setting of driving you crazy. And we're almost done with him. He's 14, you know, he'll be driving or practicing driving next year.
Yikes.
A couple more years, he'll be graduated. You know, we'll be done. We'll wash my hands of him. If he makes it, great. If he doesn't make it out there, that's fine too. It's, you know, the Bible says, train up a child as way he should go. And when he's old, he'll not depart from it. There's only one part of that that I have to take care of. And I did it. I trained up the child in the way.
Trained him up. I mean.
And then I'm done. I'm done after that. Dad, I need
money. Always be your kid, though.
Sorry, I raised you and that was it. You say that, John, but I'm a mean, selfish man. And I'm going to buy an RV and I'm going to travel the world. And, and I'm going to ignore my kids.
Okay.
Until they have grandkids. And then I'll pay attention to them.
I'll send you Christmas gifts and just bring the kids over. Yeah. Okay, grandkids. I love you little children. Just pinch your cheeks.
But yeah, and I will tell them stories about their parents. That's going to be the best part. Tell us a story, Grandpa. Tell us a story, Papa. I don't know what I want to be called yet. Pop. I want to be called Poopaw.
Poopaw? For real?
No.
Just
made that up. Poopaw.
I was like, wait a second. I mean, there's usually two grandpas in the mix, and so they each get their own special name. So if you're gonna be Poopaw,
I'll be Poopaw.
Does that make the other one Peepaw?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't even think of it as poo. I was just thinking of dumb names for grandpas. So,
well,
there are some weird names though. People have weird names for their grandparents,
like Gigi and
Mine was Ginga, dude. We called Ginga, my grandma Ginga, and it was because when I was a baby, I couldn't say grandma, and I would say Ginga, and the other kids just followed along, and so she was Ginga.
You named grandma.
Yeah, I did.
Mm.
And it sounds dumb now, but man, it was just as normal as anything back in the day. Hey, Ginga, can we go? Da-da-da-da? You know, just whatever.
I think it's sweet.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having a Ginga.
It's better than like TT or something.
Yeah.
You know.
I had a Gram-Gram. Gram-Gram.
Did you really?
Yeah, Gram-Gram.
Oh, that's what, when you said it with a voice, I thought it wasn't real. I thought it was, what? But
Gram-Gram, we got it from, because it was later in life that we started calling her that.
Uh-huh.
And have you ever see the movie Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
It's been a long time.
I had Michael Caine and Steve Martin. Yeah, Steve Martin called his grandma Gram-Gram, and it is like, hey, let's start calling grandma Gram-Gram. It stuck.
Okay, so my friend David lives with his wife's mother. She lives in the basement, and it's all decked out and fancy, so don't feel sorry for her. She's not like in a cell or anything, but all of her grandkids, I guess it would be, call her Granny Pants.
Granny Pants.
I don't even know why. But it's hilarious. So, you know.
Well, I one of them called her the Gremlin when I was there.
Yeah. Yeah. She lives in the basement. She comes sneaking up whenever we go over for dinner. She'll come up from the basement and you'll just see her head poking up from the stairs. Because she doesn't come all the way up. She just pokes her head up above the floor level, and you'll see her go, shh. She'll put her finger to her lips and go, shh. And like, she doesn't want everybody to know. I just wanted to say hi. And it's like, everybody knows you're there. We can see your head poking up. You look like
acknowledge me.
Like a 90-year-old groundhog. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, she didn't want to interrupt anything, but she still wanted to say hi, you know. So I don't know. Anyway, that's my weekly rewind. Is my son in a busy signal.
Well,
driving is crazy.
Mine's super short, James, and it's quite I don't know, serendipitous is the right word for this. So fortuitous that the opening story was about
two words
snake.
I'm going to have to look up.
Right. Serendipitous, I think, has more to do with like falling in love and weird stuff. But fortuitous means it's a fortune. It's fortunate for us, you and I, that you mentioned snakes in the beginning. Because as you know, at the Steinklauber abode, we have had our run-ins with snakes more than one occasion.
Yeah, I don't like those stories.
And this one's a different one.
Okay.
It's a new one. Because it happened just this week.
Great.
But our stupid chickens have been laying eggs like in random locations. We can't even find them sometimes.
That's dumb.
That's probably my fault because I don't know what I'm doing. So, but they are chickens and they're not that intelligent. But I have this place on the backside of the barn. It's got an overhang, like it's got like a metal roof and it's just kind of open air. And I park my lawnmower and stuff up underneath there. Mm. Well, there's a little place in the corner where the chicken has been apparently laying the eggs, or one of them or two of them. And I've been looking for this stash of eggs, like, because, you know, not that I'm going to eat them, but I don't want, like, you know, summertime to finish up and have a pile of rotting eggs somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that'd be gross.
You're not going to eat them, though.
No, no. I give them to somebody. Well, actually, I do give them away, but not the
Right. You guys are vegan. I forgot about that.
Well, you know, just mostly. But yeah, the boys will eat them. The boys will eat the eggs, but not the rotten ones. But anywho, I had been walking around looking for these eggs, and I found them. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And I looked down, and there's a snake in his mouth. Is halfway around
one of the eggs.
Oh! One of the eggs.
Oh!
And the thing is, he's perfectly still. And there's like ants crawling all over the eggs and the snake. And I'm thinking, this snake died trying to eat this egg. And I was looking to see if maybe he had eaten a bunch of eggs, but he hadn't because, you know, his body was kind of skinny. And so
right,
I was like,
right.
Well, now I got to get something to get the snake out of here because he's dead and his head, you know, got stuck on a stupid egg.
Yeah.
And so I reach over to grab like a shovel or something to just pick it up, and dude took off.
No way.
Yeah,
he detached.
I looked at him, I was like, oh, he's not. And so he's like, there's a hole in my cinder block wall.
Uh-huh.
He had crawled into the hole and it was like climbing up. And I'm like, I'm not grabbing that thing this time and pulling it out.
No,
I just let it do.
Yeah.
The thing.
Yeah.
So there's a snake living in the wall of my barn somewhere.
Oh, man. So,
but, you know, that's okay.
So he detached from the egg. And just took off.
He's like, I ain't eating this egg, and took off and slithered right up in through the wall.
Can't do it when you're watching, man.
Man, that thing was all
swallow
letting
this thing.
Ants crawl over his head and junk.
Oh, he was determined.
Yeah.
Man, I hate snakes. I hate them almost as much as I hate cats. I saw a video today.
Snake.
I watched this guy on YouTube called Your Daily Dose of Internet, and he plays clips. And the whole video is maybe 3 minutes long, but every day he puts out one. And today there was a cat that was unrolling the paper towel roll on the counter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, see, that's why I can't have a cat. Cause that's when I would have to put him in the microwave.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. I wouldn't put him in for long. 5 seconds, maybe at the most. But, man, I'll tell you what, a crispy kitty. It's the only thing. That's why I can't have a cat. I'm a cat abuser potentially. So please don't take me too seriously, everybody. It's called jokes. It's the jokes.
Yeah, it's called jokes. James would never do that with a cat because he does have a heart.
I do. And if I was going to do it, I'd do it for 30 seconds because that would probably go ahead and kill it. And that way
It
would be out of its misery. Or a dryer.
Again, James is not serious. Just for the
not at all. Not at all. But a dryer full of rocks, you know, with a cat in it would be great. But I'm not serious. But hanging out on the line by its paws and letting it just drip dry till it's dead would be great. All right. I'm just kidding, of course. But a little bit of poison in this water bowl, you know, would be awesome. just joking.
The cats that live in my house, two live outside and one lives inside. They help take care of rodents. At least that's what I'd like
to
believe.
That's what they want you to believe. But they're really just are snicking around trying to get in trouble. It's like they say about spiders. They're always like, spiders are good. Leave them in your house because they take care of bugs. I've never walked in on a spider doing any service for me.
Never caught it eating bugs.
Yeah. He's never like, oh, you know, with his mouth clamped around a fly or something. No, he's just up in the corner making a mess. And that's why I brush him away. Get rid of him. So I don't like spiders, man. And in the in Australia, they know about spiders because spiders are big there. And
they're scary.
They teach kids in school about spiders and how bad they are. So, you know,
I'll kill you.
In America, we love them. Oh, they're just beautiful. We love spiders. They're just so great. But I'm an Australian at heart, apparently. So anyway,
there you go.
We got a review from mypodcastreviews.com. You should go check it out. You can if you have a podcast, you can get reviews from all the countries that have iTunes stores because there's more than just the American ones. So you get all your reviews. And we got one this week. It just says, it's the best comedy podcast. It's funny and clean, and it helps me be happy and stop bugging my sisters, Kirk. So we're doing our best, you know, to try to help the kids not to fight each other. So, you know,
the time.
I also have a couple of announcements. First of all, we need intros. I asked you guys last week nicely, and nobody sent any intros in. Let me tell you what an intro is. It's, hi, my name is blah, 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 and you're listening to That Story Show. That's the basic building blocks. Yep. You can get creative or not.
Like our intro today did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It can pretty much be anything, but you need to actually do it. Last week I asked, this week I'm demanding. You need to get on the stick, on the ball.
We want it now!
And send them in. Email james@nlcast.com, or you can call our toll-free number, 833-55-STORY. That's 833-557-8679. And you can, you know, leave us an intro. And you can leave a bunch of them. Just call and just say stupid crap into a microphone, and we'll play it.
They're going to get some calls. People say, stupid crap.
Hey, that's wonderful. That's why I'm
That Story Show.
It would be great. As long as it says that story, you're listening to That Story Show at the end of it. That's fine. Also want
to
mention
That Stupid Crap Story Show.
If you like our show, there is a certain number of people that every week join us as we record live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Central. And we do this on our Discord server. And you can find out more about that by going to nlcast.com, click on community, and then click on the Discord invite. And you can join through your phone, through your browser, or by downloading the Discord app onto your computer. And you'll be able to see us and hear us live every Thursday at 5 p.m. We've got a number of folks in there. I'll mention a couple of them. King Coco is in there, Montag Perry, RJ06, Weapon X65, James Sickle, thank you guys for joining us. And you're welcome to join us too. Again, I don't know what time zone you're in, but it's 5 p.m. here in Central Time. It's 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's probably 5 in the morning in Australia. So, I don't know.
Which would be awesome. Join us anyways.
That's right.
And if you do join us, you could see the awesome shirt that James has on. It looks like a Fallout shirt.
It is a Fallout shirt.
It looks pretty rad.
It's Fallout 4. It's
pretty cool.
They need to come out with a new game, single player, because Fallout 76 is crap. So here we go. let's do some listener stories. All right, this is what we all came here for anyway, but first, a message from our sponsors.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, this one's called Pop-Up Video. It's from Nate from Tennessee. Hey, today I have a story for you. Last week, I was at my church doing the sound and changing the videos for a ministry that my parents do. The way the ministry works is a bunch of kids from first to fifth grade go to the church on Wednesday nights, and they learn about Jesus and who he was. It's kind of like Awana's. You know about Awana's?
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like got little games and stuff. Yeah. And
they learn about Jesus. Yeah. It's a cute little program. Anyway, on to the story. As I said, I switched the videos, and I didn't go all the way through the teaching video, so there was a chance that ads would pop up. And that's why you pay for premium.
No.
If you're going to use YouTube in live church services, pay for premium, okay? It's like,
or download ClipGrab.
Yeah, that too. But it's a lot easier pay the money and not have to do ads. I watch a lot of YouTube, so I pay. And you get and you get YouTube Music, which is an amazing music service that comes along with it, and it's free for your whole family. And the ad free for your whole family for all of the YouTubes. So there you go. Not sponsored. Hashtag not sponsored. Hashtag sponsor us, please. Let's see. There was a chance that ads would pop up. Of course, I didn't think about this. As the service is going on, I switched the video, and it plays halfway through. Then a commercial from YouTube pops up. And this particular ad happened to be about the anal sphincter.
What?
As the ad was playing, you had to wait 5 seconds before skipping it. And it said, "This cream is revolutionary. My butt was dry and wrinkly, but now that I have put this cream on twice a day, it has helped tremendously skip." I skipped the rest of the video as soon as I got the chance. But that didn't stop all the fifth grade boys from dying laughing. Hope this makes it on the show. Nate from Tennessee. It's amazing. It reminds me of, I didn't have any video mishaps back in the day. Because like you said, I always ripped my videos and then edited them and used them the normal way. But I never, the streaming wasn't even up to snuff back then, you know, to trust it, you know, especially not at a church where people still had individual dial up connections. You know, there was no cable modem or anything like that. But I used to get paranoid being in front of a 350 kids that my fly was down.
Yeah. I still get paranoid. I walk around the halls like, "Lord, please let my zipper be up."
So I would walk 2 extra steps around the podium to the front, and then I would, that way I could turn around and walk back and do a little quick check, you know?
Yeah, quick check.
Yeah, just making sure that Joker
was down.
Adjust
the belt, quick check.
Making sure it's up where it's supposed to be. Because I knew that no one would tell me. I would just start hearing giggles, you know? XYZ, examine your zipper, you know? That kind of crap. I'm not.
That's what that means. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm an idiot. I didn't know what XYZ meant. I just knew that you say that when your zipper was down.
Yeah. Yeah.
My whole life.
Wow.
I'm 40 something now. And now that I know what XYZ, examine your zipper.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm glad I could bring that moment to you, John.
I apparently didn't care enough to Google it because, you know, but I hadn't really even thought about it until just now. So,
wow. And this is why you go to public school, kids. This is why. So you learn all the dirty crap. So,
X, Y, Z, lad.
Yeah.
Zipper boy.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, speaking of that, James, have you ever felt out of place?
Oh, yeah. Lots of times.
This story that comes to us from our friend Mike.
I mean, this is my show and I feel out of place. So
what? No. Well, this is a story called Net Not Working.
Okay.
And Mike says, have you ever felt out of place and looked around and thought, maybe my being here is a mistake? So I'm a businessman, says Mike, who has some experience networking. My side gig is in the entertainment industry where a nice headshot is always required. So my wife tells me, hey, there's a networking event where you can get some food, some drinks, and a photographer takes your headshot, all for $25.
Dang.
That is not bad at all.
No, because I went to PodFest, and they were doing headshots for like $200.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And you didn't even get anything free there, did you?
No.
Like food and drinks?
Nope. Everything was extra. Wow. And the people that paid
bucks.
Said it was crap. So I'm never going
back. Oh, man. Well, I have a friend. If you're ever in my part of town again, we'll go visit him.
Okay.
Takes great pictures. Anyways, it's in 2 days. Sign up and have fun, she said. And I said, sounds great to me. I'm there. On the day of the event, I received my confirmation email saying they were looking forward to having me there, reiterating the time and the location. It didn't hide the email, so I saw the contacts of other people. I noticed a few people I recognized from other networking groups. The thing was, they were all women. But I wasn't deterred. There were a few emails I didn't know, so while I had an inkling this was going to be awkward, I was holding out hope. You see, if John were the person that had signed up for that, he would say, I'm probably not going to go.
Yeah, same here.
Sounds kind of stressful and... Yeah.
But Mike's optimistic. There are those kind of people out there, you know?
Yeah.
The bad things just don't happen to them, you know?
Yeah. In fact, he probably the kind of guy that doesn't want to go somewhere and shows up and wins the lottery or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Mike says, I park and make my way to the event space. And even as I was a block away, the women I could see in the line were already looking at me sideways. Like,
is he coming? Is he coming to this?
That's my woman voice, by the way. I mount the steps and take my first look inside to see that it was true. This event was marketed towards women. And there I was, the only man there.
Oh, man.
The awkward is strong with this one.
Yes, yes.
I walk up to the sign-in table. And the nice ladies were looking for my name, which struck me as funny since I was the only dude's name on the roster. But anyway,
they couldn't find Mike. I love that.
Yeah. Mike.
Are you sure not Michelle?
Is it Michelle?
Michaelin?
Michelle? I walk into the main room and you could hear the record needle scratch as everyone looked at the odd man out.
Literally.
Thankfully, I found one of my networking friends that I was very comfortable with and immediately explained, my wife told me to be here, which obviously got a few laughs.
See, I would have never made it that far in, but go ahead. Never.
I don't know what. I would
probably
walk
around and walk back to the car. I mean, there's just no way. Anyway.
Might not have gotten out of the car. I would have drove by the entrance like, there's not any men out there. It could either be really good or really bad.
Yeah.
Well, the wife told me to be there, got a few laughs, and that was my opening line for the rest of the night. There were a few women who, it seemed, did not like the fact that I was there, almost as if I was infiltrating a sacred meeting of the estrogens.
You were. You were. Women deserve to have their things, and you were there. And, yeah. Ugh.
Men always showing up and just having to prove themselves better than us. Just go. Men. Ugh.
Oh.
But he says it was a good night overall, and I made some new friends, some new girlfriends.
I can't believe it.
Eventually, though, one other guy showed up because his wife was the one throwing the event.
Ah-ha.
It's a nice guy, Craig. But at least he could say his wife dragged him to that event, whereas I was the weirdo actively seeking this all-female networking event.
Oh, man.
My wife apologized to me for not doing much more research on the event, but hey. A $25 headshot is a $25 headshot. There ain't no shame in that.
Yeah, the background was pink and there was flowers superimposed over it. But, you know, it was fine. It was
All the lighting was done specially to make, you know, your cheekbones and your everything look perfect.
Hashtag believe women, you know, over the top of it, you know. So. Mike's a good guy. He's very secure. You know,
he's a brave man.
Very brave. I just wouldn't want to. I would never do it. I never could.
I mean, how could you? So like, can I get your number so we can network? I don't know.
Yeah.
You probably didn't get any. I don't know. What's your LinkedIn account? Can we be friends on social?
That was me at the Podfest. Like, I would only talk to dudes. Like, I'd be like, hey, man, how long you been podcasting? I could never talk to women. It just never worked out for me. Like, cause I always felt creepy. I felt like they would think I was hitting on them. And I'm like, I've been married for 26 years.
And look, it's gold band on my finger.
I am not interested in anything other than you as a podcaster. But anyway, I don't know. Maybe I'm old fashioned. Maybe I'm just immature. Insecure. I don't know, but we got a voicemail. It's it's called Grace. It's from Alan Barreras, and it's pretty funny. So here we go.
Hi, James and John. This is Alan Barreras. I don't know how old I was when this happened. I was obviously pretty young, but we had this babysitter. Her name was Megan, and Megan was a quick-tempered, really weird, and a bit on the heavier side.
Has nothing to do with the story, by the way.
Person. And she was not a babysitter that me and my family liked. So we would always cause a lot of trouble for her. I remember being really young and forgetting to bring clothes when I went and took a shower, so I would like race by butt naked.
God.
And she would always get really upset.
Oh,
I have no clue why.
Yeah.
I don't see any problem with that.
Some sort of.
Anyways, but the point of this is whenever we would pray for meals, she was one of those people who said, okay, let's say grace. And I was one of those people who would say literally grace. And this made her very mad. But anyways, all of that was very anticlimactic. But anyways, thanks, James and John. We'll see if y'all use this on your show. But
we did.
Hope it makes it on the show.
Maybe not Chow for the reason you meant. But
it's all about the delivery.
Yeah. The awkwardness. It was so great. Like,
Grace.
Not even really sure why I called in now, but There's my story. And I love how he mentions that she was fat, and it has nothing to do with it. You could mention that she was a butthead and that nobody liked her, but she's also, she's got to be fat too. So I don't know.
And dude went streaking in front of her.
That is messed up. That should have been the story. Oh, I'm so shy. I've mentioned this before. I mean, as a child, I was especially so because it was my mom, my sisters, and me, you know? And so I would make sure I was covered in everything. And just like, even when I got brothers, it was never, you know, I was, and even today, to this day, I'll wear a towel from the shower to the, where my underwear is, because I there's nobody in the house.
Underwear.
I say underwear. I don't know what else to say. My underdrawers, my titties. I don't know what to call them.
I don't know. You can keep going with that one.
My underwears. Anyway, so that was it. Our next story, moving swiftly along, is an LBB story.
One of the many tools of the devil.
So, LBB, this, in case you're new, is a living, breathing butthead. It's someone that exists to be a butt, and we call them LBBs around here. So,
LBBs. It's a great acronym. Acronym.
Yeah. Acronym.
LBB. Comes to us from Maureen. Maureen says, 2 weeks ago, I was having fun swimming at the beach, enjoying the water and waves and doing some people watching. Then I heard this loud, hard blowing sound from a couple yards away. It was coming from some kid's dad who is seriously, vigorously, and repeatedly blowing the snot out of his nose and into the water.
Ah!
I mean, I know that's what we're all doing, right? But it just, to see someone flagrantly doing it like that guy was doing, it was just too much.
Yeah. So, have you ever seen somebody do that crap at a pool?
No, I don't know that I have.
And I don't know what it is. I don't know why, but they'll just be walking and then they'll put their finger against one side of their nostril and go, and just
gross.
It's right there that's on the nasty. Sidewalk. It's nasty. I'm about where sick. I can't handle public pools anyway.
Because
I know they put chlorine in. I know it's supposed to kill everything, but I always see kids swimming in pools and I never see them get out to go potty. Never. Ever.
Right. Right.
And I remember when I was a kid, I peed in that pool, dude. It was amazing. Wow.
We had a neighborhood pool in my old neighborhood and we'd take the boys over there and we would always make sure that they would get out and, you know, go to the bathroom and stuff, even though it was inconvenient.
Right.
But dude, the thing that kind of did it in for me there is I was swimming along. And I usually open my eyes underwater.
Oh!
And I saw nastiness floating in front of me.
No!
And I was like, you know what? I don't think I want to do this anymore.
No way.
And it just got just bad. So, you know, public pools are nasty.
Yeah, I agree.
But this was the ocean dude was blowing his nose in.
Yeah.
That's gross. That's gross.
It's, you know, fishy.
Go out far so nobody can see you do that and go underwater and blow your nose.
Go up and blow your nose at your towel. You know, like a normal human being. Don't put your nasty.
I'm not judging you if you do that, but you know,
I am.
Just don't.
I'll put you in a microwave for 3 seconds. I'm just kidding, but I would chop you in half. So anyway,
I would tase you, bro.
Tase you all over the place. Okay, we got a voicemail. It's from Lauren Faye, and it's called "I Am Healed." So here we go.
Hi, James and John. I have been listening to That Story Show for a few years now, but I've never sent a story in until now.
Good deal.
Because I just remembered this. And I'm always worried that I won't tell it in a way that's funny, but hopefully you guys will still get a kick out of it. So when I was in high school, I went to a church with some friends. It was their church, and I think this was maybe my first time there. Well, there was this guy who sat up front. He sat in the very front row. And he fell asleep. And it was very clear, very obvious that he was asleep. And the pastor is praying for this woman in the congregation. And he's down in the aisle and he's got his hand on her head. And he's yelling, "Say I am healed! Say I am healed!" And so she's like, got her hands up and she's like, I'm healed, I'm healed. And all of a sudden the guy in the front row that's sleeping jumps up in the air and yells, I am healed. And it was the funniest thing ever. And I know my whole row, we definitely saw it because later on we were just cracking up about it. But poor guy, he was so embarrassed. He just like kind of like put his head down after he realized what he did. But anyway, yeah. So I finally had a story that I wanted to share, and I hope you guys thought it was funny. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Oh, that was good.
Great. I'm healed. I'm healed too, as well. There's so much healing power going around from your yelling that I was accidentally healed.
I was healed of narcolepsy. Apparently, I might fall asleep again later, though. Oh, we'll see next week.
Oh, man. I just love that there was a pastor and he was like so into being pastor. Had his hand on the woman's head. He's shouting, claim your victory. Claim it. I'm healed. Say it. And she's like, I'm healed. And this man's in his dreams.
He's here.
And he's getting prayed for in his dreams.
What's going on?
What? I'm healed.
What are you saying? This, I was just,
Now please heal me from embarrassment. Yeah.
The delayed reaction for him too.
Oh, it reminds me. We used to have a youth pastor, and whenever he would pray, like the pastor would always ask him to pray, and all of us kids would count how many times he said, Father God.
Oh, man.
He was like, we come before you tonight, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to bless us, Father God. And man, we'd be counting, and it would be hard to keep up because it would just be like, and we love you, Father God, and we ask you, Father God, to bless the people around the world, Father God, and do the things that you do, Father God. And after he was done, we'd be like 17 or 27, you know, and he would have been horrified if he knew.
New record.
But it's like somebody needs to tell the guy, you know, that you say Father God quite a bit. So I don't know.
Well. When I was in college, I had a professor who he was kind of old school, and he was an old school preacher, and he would do the thing.
Oh,
and so I want to tell you that to listen to the words that come out of my mouth,
and I would count those not while he was praying, just while he was talking.
Right, right.
And I got into the hundreds, man, for one of our half or 45 minute hour. I don't know how long the class was, but man, it was,
I don't remember what the word is for that, but when you go to Bible school and take homiletics or hermeneutics, I think it's homiletics. Well, you
homiletics
learn,
is a preaching.
Yeah. You learn how to preach. They will call you on those things. And I don't know what they call them.
Yeah. A vocal pause Yeah, I think it was called a vocal pause.
I don't know.
Some kind of faux pause.
We had one guy that would get up and he would read scripture, but he would always read the number of the verse, like in the middle. Yeah. And he's like, okay, now I'm on 14. And then he would continue reading. Okay, now I'm on 15. And the professor's like, just a second. Do you know that you're doing that? He's like, I've always done this. I've always done it. Nobody's ever said anything. Well, I'm saying just something now. You need to stop saying the verse numbers, you know, just skip those.
Is that Dr. Hackett?
No.
Okay. Because he was my homiletics teacher at Southeastern.
Oh, no. I took homiletics at a Bible college in Kansas City. So.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's all right. I won't hold it against you. This one's called, it's a voicemail from Cody D. It's called Handy Handlebars.
Hey, James and John. This story is set in roughly mid-90s. I'm about 10 years old when we used to ride bikes everywhere. And so I wanted to modify mine. So I took my brother's handlebars I stole them actually off his bike. They were chrome, and I put them on mine and got them all set and ready to go, tighten them down, or so I thought, and proceeded to go on a little test drive in air quotes. Everything was going great. Everything was going well. Decided, well, maybe I'll go by Lucy's house, as I had a crush on her, and see how she was doing. And of course, she's outside playing with one of her friends. And I thought, oh, this is going to be wheelie awesome. So I popped a wheelie or tried. Handlebars came up. Really my body awesome. Went back, but the front of the bike stayed on the ground. Next thing I know, I'm going without a steering wheel right into the curb. They laughed. I cried. Hopefully you laugh. And hopefully this makes it on the show.
Oh.
Have a good one.
All right. We got you.
That's the scariest thing. It's not have handlebars anymore.
On a bicycle.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Whoop. Oh, no.
It just goes. That's why you just don't show off for girls. It's the automatic thing for guys to want to do. But I don't think it impresses them, first of all, ever. Unless you do it in a nice car. They seem to like that. But.
Or you show them your bank account.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I don't know if I would do that either.
I don't know about that, but I know about cars. So fancy cars are fancy. So anyway, that's our show for today, by the way, before I get myself in trouble. Hey, surely you have a funny life story. Maybe you thought of one just now. Whatever your story is, call us toll free 833-55-STORY or email that story show at Hotmail. What the freak am I saying? Where did that come from? That story show at gmail.com. What is this, 1993? Yeah, review the show on iTunes or wherever you found us. And thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Support the work we do and get more from your favorite podcast today, including an ad-free listening experience at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, and don't switch out handlebars, man. That's just a dumb idea. Dangerous. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you later. Yeah. Egg-sucking snakes, man. That's what I'm going to be dreaming about tonight.
Dude, he was sitting so still. Like, no movement. I was like, this snake is dead. But don't dream about that. Dream about something else. Like, I don't know. Like, waking up and shouting out, I'm healed. just do that. That would be good.
Oh, man. Perry in the chat says his mom uses Hotmail. I didn't even know it was still a thing.
My wife uses it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She's got the same account that she's had forever.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised all Hotmail accounts aren't spammed to high heaven. But what do I know?
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.